ready to podcast. What do you think?
I mean, I don't hate it, but I mean, the podcast just sounds funnier at that point.
Does it really?
Yeah, yeah.
I was doing the...
No, I know who you're doing. I think everybody knows Bruce Buffer.
Yeah, I was doing the Buffer.
Yeah, not Mike Buffer. Or no, were you doing Mike Buffer?
No, I was doing the Let's Get Ready to Rumble Bruce Buffer.
I thought Bruce Buffer is the one that does the UFC fights.
He is.
He don't say Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Yes, he does.
No, he goes, it's time!
He started with Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Ah, dude, his brother. That's a family.
Yeah, I realized that, but Bruce Buffer did the Let's Get Ready to Rumble thing first.
What's Michael Buffer do?
He does the same thing, but he's just stealing it from Bruce.
No, he's not. Michael was the original. He used to do the Tyson fights way back in the day. Bruce Buffer is the UFC
guy. I'm talking about the skinnier one. The tall, skinnier one.
Yeah, that's the old school one. That's Michael Buffer.
Oh, well, that's the one I was doing then.
Yes.
You couldn't tell?
Well, I could tell. I mean, until you got to the podcast part, and then it just fucking
sounded
stupid.
I was
going to
say something else, but I couldn't fucking think of anything right off the cuff.
It had two syllables. You were right. Rumble, podcast.
See?
Let's get ready to rumble. But you didn't hold it out. It just didn't work.
Well, because it's late, and the voice was cracking a little bit.
It is late.
Yeah, a little OT at the office today.
At the old horseshoe.
Yeah.
That's what I still call it. I ain't going to fucking figure out 20 different names.
Oh, no.
It'll always be the shoe to me.
So what'd you do today? Day off?
Didn't do shit. Cleaned all day.
I got a flu shot.
Like a little sermon. I won't do this.
I had to, man. That thing kicked me in the balls for 10 days. I was at the doctor anyway. Let me tell you about my doctor's appointment.
What's the chances you'd be getting the flu then? I mean, you just got it. You're not going to
get
it again.
Yeah, but they said there's 4 different strains out there.
They say lots of things.
Yeah, well, I ain't getting that shit again.
But you will. You might have got... See, and that's the thing with the flu virus is you'll get strain 1, all right? And then you caught strain 2, and you can still get 3 and 4. You're only protected against strain 1.
Well...
And then don't even fuck with the coronavirus, you know?
I'm protected against something. So I go to the doctor today. You know, routine med check, you know, check the blood pressure, do all this because I'm on blood pressure medication and all that shit.
That's what old people take, right?
Young people take it too.
Not very many of them.
Some do.
I mean, I'm probably right around the corner from taking them because I take
taking them for years and years.
Right on.
So anyway, I go there. And while I'm there, I talk about the testosterone issue and I am now the proud owner of a boner pill prescription.
He's got the prescription, ladies and gentlemen.
Now realize, I'm not going to use it every time.
As he says right now.
I'm not. I don't need it every time.
It could
just
be a strong addiction.
If I'm really wanting to dress to impress, I'll pop the little blue pill, see what happens.
That's right, ladies. He'll show you the vein. If you're special enough, he will show you the vein. So, and also remember this. If Chris does end up catching some strange from any of you out there and he doesn't pop the pill, that means he thinks you're not that fucking special, all right?
If you don't see the vein, it's a one-time deal.
Yep. Case closed.
Listen to me like I'm fucking Brad Pitt.
Unless they eat butt.
Funny story. Now, I won't mention any names. Got to be real careful with this.
Okay.
At work, there was a lot of talk this past year about a documentary film that came out. Remember?
Yeah. I saw it. Got an Oscar.
It won the Oscar.
It won an Oscar.
Freaking real.
Yeah.
I was off last night.
There's someone in there that literally says that Chinese people are better than American people.
Yeah.
And I have to look at them. Yeah. Anyways, that's
enough
of that.
That Korean film won everything.
Yeah. And you know, and it was a good movie.
You saw it?
Yeah, I did see it.
What was it about? Well, give me a plot. Real quick plot.
All right. Well, I watch movies at 4 a.m. out of my mind. So half the time I don't really remember what the fuck happened or what didn't. I usually only know if I liked it or not.
Right.
But if I remember right, and this was a few months ago, and it's in subtitles, so that adds an extra fucking wrinkle to my, you know, AHD, BBT, fee.
Yeah, because now you got to read this shit, too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's hard to follow along sometimes. But basically, this family finds their way into this rich family's house by pretending to be different things. So they pretend to be the driver, and then another member of the family, the wife, will be the maid, and then the daughter will be the coach, you know, different things like that.
Oh, I got you.
But they're basically scamming their way into these people's lives, and they do it by one person gets in, and then the other one makes the old maid disappear. You know, it gets kind of dark.
Oh, kill them and stuff.
Well, I don't even remember if they kill them, but they get rid of them. I think they frame them to do other things.
Okay.
I don't think they kill them.
And it was called what? Parasite?
Parasite. I don't want to give it too much away, too, because it's one of those movies where if someone's explaining it, it would kind of ruin the whole thing for you.
I got it. But it fucking won everything.
It was good. I haven't seen all those movies that were nominated for anything, so who the fuck knows if it was better than those, but
yeah,
it was good.
I've seen a couple of those movies. I saw 1917. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that one looks cool.
It was cool.
And that looks American as Joker. Fuck. It's weird. Yeah, I seen Joker. Joker was good.
How about that fucking weird ass acceptance speech he did?
He's a weird fella, man.
Fuck, I know, but I thought, you remember when he did all that weird Letterman shit with the beard and said, I'm dropping out, and he went on the fucking Letterman show and he didn't say anything?
Yeah, or he became a rapper for a little while. Yeah,
but
the
he said...
out of his fucking mind.
But he later said it was all an act.
Yeah, it was for some movie.
He did it with Casey Affleck, and he was doing something, and then he came on the Letterman show and said, no, it was just an act, I was just fucking around, and he seemed normal. And then he accepts this award last night, and I'm thinking, this dude is on serious fucking drugs.
Yeah, good for him, you know? I mean, if you're going to do it big. Have fun.
He did it big.
Yeah.
He did it real big.
He's real worried about you, what your opinion of him and the black community is.
Well, what he's worried about is me pulling the baby cow out and drinking its milk. That's what he fucking said.
I think we listened to two different speeches.
No, he said something about pulling a baby calf out of its mom, drinking her milk, and then killing him and eating him.
Wow. No, I didn't even hear this. I heard another speech that they gave at another award show that they got recently about how there wasn't enough black people working on a cast.
Yeah, I heard that too. Chris Rock touched on that first thing about how very few black nominees there were this year, and I think there was only one.
I think he wasn't only bitching about the nominees. I don't even think that was his thing. I think he meant like actually on set.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, there's no black gaffers out there. He needs himself a assistant tech. That...
Yeah, but maybe this year there just weren't that many roles for black actors, maybe.
Well, I don't think he's talking about actors. I'm thinking he's
No, he
about
said the... nominees.
Well, yeah, maybe at that. I don't know.
Because that one woman was nominated for that movie about...
I know exactly what you're talking about. She's on a show I'm watching right now on HBO called...
Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, yeah. We've got Harriet Tubman. She's on the show called The Outsiders, which she plays a pretty good role on. I haven't seen the Harriet Tubman movie, but my wife told me that she's going to make me watch it. So,
well, I mean,
I will watch
pretty
it.
Historical movie, and it's supposed to be really good. But, anyways. I mean, it can only be one winner, man.
Well, I know how this turns out.
I just, what do you, first thing, you know, you're welcome on the stage and, you're bitching about that.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe this year was just that. That's what the movies were.
Who gives a fuck what, why? I don't like his name, Joaquin.
Well, how the fuck does Tom Hanks get nominated for supporting actor when he was Mr. Rogers? If that's not a fucking star of the movie, what the fuck is?
I feel like there wasn't that much acting going on. I feel Tom Hanks is kind of Mr. Rogers. That's how I picture him, just walking around his house and such.
Yeah.
Wearing a sweater, talking to those little fucked up rapper boy.
Yeah, banging his wife on a stack of cash.
Good for him. Got that big money. Literally and figuratively.
He does. Hey, listen, just a little news for you diehards out there. We are turning the UK on its ear right now. Just exploding in jolly old England.
It is true. It is true. We have two new listeners over there in the United Kingdom.
You bet your ass.
Where at exactly? I'm not sure. They could be in Wales. They could be in England.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Who knows? Who knows?
But appreciate you tossers out there in England.
I'm guessing, I had a couple guesses about who these were, you know, because usually the people that listen to us are pretty high class people. You know, we had a lot of celebrity listeners.
I know where you're going.
As the Mandelas do. And
Prince Harry.
And stuff. No, I don't think it's royalty. I don't think it's royalty
really?
This time. No, I think maybe it was the Oasis Brothers. I thought that at first, you know, they're both like listening on different sides of the tour bus.
That's possible.
They're going to meet in the middle and talk about it later. That is a possibility. I kind of thought one of them was Tyson Fury.
Really?
The Gypsy King would love me.
Because we talked about him a little bit last time.
I don't even know if we did. We might have just talked about him at work. But either way, I love me some Tyson Fury, and I know that dude would love me. So
he probably would. Seems like a pretty down-to-earth dude.
Could be him.
I've got a different thought.
Okay, go ahead.
I think the Queen of England.
The Queen?
I think maybe someone told her about it.
Yeah.
I think she spent a good... 15-20 minutes examining her poop pocket and said, I want to hear what these guys are all about. So I'm thinking the Queen of England.
The Queen probably has a bidet.
Oh, without a doubt, she got a bidet.
I would hope the Queen would have a bidet.
And either Prince William or Prince Harry, one of the two. But I think it's royalty.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if it was royalty.
Nope.
You know what I mean? But I, you know, I'm really, I think one of them is Tyson Fury. It could be the Gallagher brothers on that fucking farewell tour. You never know. Or the queen just turning in. She wants to find out what Felchin is, you know?
Or, that's possible. Or it could be two members of the original Monty Python cast that are looking for new ideas.
That's true. That's true. Some of the people are dying out there. They need some new
John
things.
John Cleese, and Eric Idle, thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it.
So, do you know anybody who's ever felched?
Personally, no. That's pretty much the grossest thing on the planet, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. For the listeners at home, explain felching.
Well, God, this is so gross, man. But it is a real thing.
Hey, everybody has their thing.
It's a real thing. It's where a couple of people have anal sex.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters the sex. There has to be a dick and an ass.
Yeah, I don't think it's a homosexual thing necessarily. I think it's just butt sex.
Yeah, I would think it's probably more homosexual than not, but I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they go both ways. There's a lot of weird women out there,
too. I'm just making some wild assumptions, you know?
Right. Well, anyway, you have anal sex. You complete your business inside of the person, and then you put a drinking straw in their rectum and suck out the contents.
Yes.
That's felching.
That is felching. I've always imagined it. I mean, I could never see myself felching. That's fucking gross.
That is the grossest thing ever.
But if I did felch, I would definitely use a crazy straw. I don't know. There's
one of those one of those fishy straws that
just
curls
one
around.
That winds up a bunch. There would be nothing better to watch that fucking jizz slide through that crazy straw. And then maybe snowball it back into her mouth,
but
just for
fun. But
those
crazy straws are really skinny.
Oh, you gotta fucking suck.
You gotta
hard,
suck
man.
Hard.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can't even get like a milkshake through there, and you know, you're talking about a load of population yogurt.
Yes.
It is not going to go through.
Well,
that
it's going to help you be lightheaded, and I think you might have to be lightheaded to suck fucking jizz out of a butthole.
All right, which do you use grosser, the felching thing or the gerbil thing?
Just sticking a live gerbil up your ass?
Well, there's an art to it.
Okay, Picasso, explain.
No, I read about it. What they do is they put like a cardboard tube in their butt. Mm-hmm. Like a paper towel or a toilet paper thing. Okay. They tie a string to the gerbil's tail so they can get it out.
All right. Makes
sense. Basically, they put it in there. It suffocates and convulses. And that's what gets them off.
Oh.
The thing shakes in there until it dies. And then you pull out the dead rodent and you're done.
So they're getting their kicks off of fucking just a rat dying up their ass?
That's exactly what it is.
And going in the seizures and shit?
Yep. Apparently when they suffocate, their whole body shakes and their little rat claws climb the walls and then they die and you pull it out.
Wow. You know, I think I'd rather have the noose around the rat's neck, though. I'd be scared. Their tails are little small things. It seems like that could get disconnected rather easily.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's say before this thing dies, it decides to try to take a walk to get out. It ends up walking way up into you.
How far could it go, though? I'm not sure how much room there is back there when the trap door closes in the
I don't
back
know.
Behind it.
I don't know, man.
I'm not sure exactly either.
But that just tells you what twisted fucks there are out there, man.
I found out about a new one.
No way.
A new one. I've never heard about this.
Real
one.
Thing?
I looked the other night. I was looking for some weird shit. You ever heard of figging?
Figging.
Figging.
Never heard of figging.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, this one, this sounds like something my buddy Chris Burns would do, but all right.
Figging.
Figging. Figging is the act of inserting a piece of peeled ginger into someone's butthole, which would burn, sting, and be quite painful. So in other words, they put ginger up their asshole so it burns because they get off on the pain.
Why? They get off on the pain.
Yeah. Originally, allegedly originated in a non-sexual form of capital punishment on female prisoners by the Greek and Roman empires.
Oh, it was a torture thing.
Back in the day, it was torture, but now the freaks that are in the, you know, pain and stuff do it for fun. They do it to get their fucking rocks off.
No, I'm going to pass on the figging.
And put peeled ginger up their butthole. Let all it right. burn them.
All right. You got a fig or you got a felch?
Ooh, fig or felch, I'm figging.
You're figging?
Yeah, I'm figging.
I don't know how bad that would burn.
Yeah, I guess that's...
It's like shoving a piece of cactus up your ass.
Yeah, but felching.
Yeah, that's gross.
I mean, you get to use the crazy straw. There is that. But outside of that,
there's no upside to felching, man.
Well, the crazy straw. But outside of the crazy straw, no.
You know what? I don't even know where you'd find a crazy straw. Frisch's don't even have them anymore.
You can get them, man.
Frisch's don't even have crazy straws.
Yeah, if you get a, like, Chuck E. Cheese or some shit, you know, and you spend $32 on some video games and you get to win, like, an eraser, an airhead, and
oh, and a crazy straw. See, yeah. I think I'd do it different. I think I'd take one of those big plastic pixie sticks and cut the ends off.
Yeah, that would actually probably be a little bit smarter for
you. Get it over with quick. Because, like, at UDF now, those milkshake straws are about as big around as a paper towel tube.
Yeah, those things are nice
now. Those are nice. So I'm thinking I would use something like that.
It's because they're giant milkshakes so fucking big. You need a straw that big to not feel horrible about your life by the time
it
takes to finish it.
You get the eye freeze and you get the pain above your eye because you suck it so hard.
Hey, sir, would you like 64 ounces of sugar and ice cream and milk?
Yes, please.
All right. Good luck with your colon.
And can you put hot fudge in that, too?
Ooh, nice. That's right. 22 calories, 2,200 calories straight to your dick.
Well.
Don't go to your dick. What am I talking about?
To your dick?
Hey, I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't either.
Don't make any sense.
Hey, real quick, on the political side, listening to it on the way over, looks like Elizabeth Warren is done out.
When you say you're listening position. Do you listen to WLW?
Yes.
That hurts my head. But anyways.
They were just given the standings
of
where they are. It's still Biden. Bernie's creeping up in his ass. Bloomberg is now third.
Well, here's my, Bloomberg is now the establishment's pick.
Right.
I believe. And he's going to pump in so much money.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to Super Tuesday and such, that it's about to blow up with him. We'll see. He's going to take over the Biden vote. I don't know how much Warren's votes. I would think that's going to go to Sanders.
Yeah, it has to.
Right? I mean, politically,
they're the same person.
Yeah, politically, they're very close. So I couldn't see it going anywhere else. Maybe some of hers go to Pete. Maybe the woman vote might go over to the gay vote.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, if you're breaking it all down in sections. He did better than I thought he would at the Iowa caucus, but that also don't really mean shit. And the caucus is the biggest load of fucking shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I never really looked into it, to what it was. Do you know what it is?
Well, I mean, I watched part of it. I've watched it in the past a million times.
Yeah, where they don't go and vote.
They don't vote at all.
Know, they don't go to the voting machine and fucking click a button or do whatever. Mm-mm. They go and they sit in gyms and they yell at each other. And they pick sides and they try to convince each other of shit. What the fuck kind of outdated shit is that?
I know.
Fuck you, Iowa. And why do they get to be first?
Well, but then that's what I understand. Maybe I'm a political idiot on some things, but they say the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire are the two biggest things.
It's because they're the first two.
Well, yeah, I know they're the first two, but they can't possibly be swing states, either one of them.
No, not at all. It makes no fucking sense to me why these are the first two.
None.
And then they go South Carolina, Texas, and California. Yeah, the big states. Well, yeah. I guess California, when you're doing primary, you don't know how it's going to go. So, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, and, you know, your girl Kamala Harris would have a real good shot at the California caucus.
Yeah, that Kamala Harris, I sure do love those cops.
You do, man. You're a cop lover.
That pissed me off. It looked like, did they even say who won? Or was it literally a tie? I know Pete and Bernie were the two that were...
Everybody was scratching their heads going, was there a winner here?
I heard that Pete won, technically, but Bernie had 6,000 more votes. So right. Now you got a party that has spent the last 4 years bitching about winning the popular vote and giving it to the other candidate, and the Democratic Party is looking like they're going to do that exact same thing if they're in primary. That's so fucked up.
That's exactly why they're going to lose again.
Exactly. They're trying to lose. I've never seen a party so with their fucking foot in their ass. It makes no sense.
When you take all these people that say they're modern Democrats, blah, 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 and they all fucking do nothing but bash each other on a daily basis about how shitty they are.
Yeah.
All you're doing is dividing everything, and you're just basically Trump sitting in a fucking easy chair laughing.
Well, I mean, the primaries are pretty normal of everybody doing that on either side. Trump did the same thing 4 years ago.
He did.
He was bashing everybody. His bashes were just funny. Well, no one really in the Democrats are funny.
He didn't mean him to be funny.
Well, sometimes he did. He's already taken shots at fucking Bloomberg.
Oh, is he really?
He's talking about his size. He's like, don't be ashamed that you're small. He's like... But if you get to stand on a box, I also get to stand on the same box. It's only fair.
That man has no shame.
Oh, he's a fucking piece of shit.
No
he cracks
shame.
Me up, but I
and
wish
the
he wasn't
funny thing
the president.
Is, I think Jason Bauman is going to vote for him secretly.
No fucking way. I'll take a picture. I'll vote for fucking Coney. that guy in the conga that's been killing the kids or whatever the fuck's going on. I'll vote for him before Trump. All right.
Yeah, you wouldn't vote for Trump.
I actually did vote for Joseph Kony 4 years or about 8 years ago, I think, for mayor.
Did you really?
Yeah, right in vote.
It's a wasted vote.
But I laughed.
Well, I mean, if you're going to write somebody in, write somebody fucking
it's
comical
in. It's a waste
of
vote no matter who I vote for. You think I give a fuck who the mayor is?
Well, no. It's actually funny because the current mayor of Cincinnati, when I bought my house, his brother was my mortgage broker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's not really a great story.
Well, no. I mean, I just think it's ironic. You know, one guy's political and the other guy's a loan officer. And fuck off.
Yeah, I know.
That was my brush with fame.
You got any more shitty stories you can share real quick?
That was my local politics story. I mean, I couldn't say, hey, I was out there playing golf and, fucking the mayor came up and said, hey, you guys mind if I play with you? I could have fucking lied and went there, but I didn't. I just said I bought a house from his brother.
Don't give a shit. Anyways.
See, it's turning into this. It's getting personal now.
It is not personal.
All right. I'm going there.
He's going there, folks.
I got a little advice to the men out there. And, you might think that you and a certain girl are friendly and you can say anything to them. But I learned the hard way the other day that you can't.
No, some girls don't have the same sense of humor as you do.
This girl has always had the same sense of humor since I've known her.
Well, until you reach a certain thing.
Until I said the wrong fucking thing. And I'm still not convinced 100% that I said the wrong thing because I was pretty much just fucking with her, I thought we're drinking buddies. We've drank together 100 times. She's ragged me. I've ragged her. But I sure said the wrong thing Saturday. Just let you guys know what I said so you can learn from my mistake. Everybody, man and woman, occasionally has a little odor coming off their crotchal region.
You wouldn't want to smell my balls right now.
No, absolutely not.
No way.
As a matter of fact, I think I can. But,
well, that's because we do this in the nude.
Yeah.
So, there's nothing holding it back.
Absolutely. Brittany, we're waiting for you.
Yep.
So, everybody, every now and then, has a little nut sweat or, vag moisture. And I'm not talking about really bad odor. I'm talking about just a little bit of tinge in the air. Okay, so recently I was with a friend, and this friend ended up with no clothes on, and I caught a small whiff. Okay, just a small one. And I thought this was the person I could say shit to. My exact words were, oh God. I said, whoo, kitty needs a bath. I thought her instant reaction was going to be, fuck off or something like that.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Get the fuck out of my house. Don't ever call me. Forget my number. Kicked me out of the house. When I got to the car, I was going to send her a Facebook message saying, hey, I didn't mean it, blah, blah, blah. I was unfriended already.
And that's how you do it in 2019, 2020, whatever the fuck year it is.
That's
you
just not
erase
fair.
Them straight off Facebook.
She said shit to me.
You tell them their pussies thinks they fucking don't want
anything
to do with
that.
I didn't
say that. Wow. I said, woo, kitty needs a bath. That's all I said.
Well, just because you fucking wooed like Ric Flair and called the
But the whole point is, I didn't say the word stink or anything like that. It was just a little musky.
Well, it didn't need a bath because its hair was wet.
No, but I think, I know there's a lot of reasons, chemical imbalance and whatnot. But I didn't mean anything by it. I was just messing around. And now I've lost I'm pretty convinced I've lost a friend over it. Didn't want to.
Yeah, you probably did.
If I know you're listening. Of all the shit we've said to each other in the past, my guy can't be forgiven for Woo Kitty needs a bath. I mean, I didn't say, oh my God, that stinks. It was nothing like that.
I've been told before, like literally by a woman, that, you know, no, not tonight. I mean,
because your balls stink.
Yeah, have you smelled that recently? And of course, the answer is no, oh well. And then move on and just fuck.
Yeah, but the whole point is, you know, you say shit to your buddies, I consider her a buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had to tell my buddy their pussy stank, but but at the same time, I feel like I could say it without losing them as a friend, yes.
Well, it didn't work for me.
Well, that sucks.
Well, it does. I don't want to lose this friend. I really don't.
No, I got it. I've put my foot in my mouth plenty of times.
Oh, dude, I put my foot in my mouth. Worst story ever. I'm going to give it to you. So what? Better, before I could tell the story.
More so than telling this girl her pussy stank.
I didn't say it. I said, Kitty needs a bath. That's all I said.
All right.
Yeah. And a woo in the front. So
very important that part of that story, too, is the woo.
All right. So I'm DJing at the club I used to DJ at. We used to do a lot of fundraisers and stuff, private parties for big organizations and whatnot. And we happened this time to be doing a police benefit. We did a lot of police benefits. And I didn't know most of the time what the benefit was for. You know what I mean? A cop that got hurt or, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
A cop that got fired pending something, whatever. So I'm DJing and I'm tipsy. I'm tipsy Russell. All right? And this girl walks up to me and, you know, it's a big party going on, man. Everybody's dancing. Everybody's having a good time. And this was right after Titanic came out, okay? And she asked for the Celine Dion Heart Will Go On song, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, she has awful taste.
Well, back then, it was probably the biggest song ever.
Don't give a fuck, still awful. Right?
So she said, hey, would you play this song for me? And I said, God, to be honest with you, honey, it's not really fitting in here, and I've heard that song so many times on the radio, if I hear it again, I'm going to stick a gun in my mouth. Well, she starts crying and runs off.
I know where this is going.
Of course you do. Everyone does. And her friend says, do you have any idea what this benefit's for? And I said, no. She said, it's for her fiance who committed suicide by sticking a gun in his mouth.
Was he a cop?
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to talk awful. About... Oh, man. I shrunk down to the size of a fucking ant.
Oh, that's funny. And it was her fiance.
Her fiance.
And this song probably reminded her of him.
Yeah, her heart will go on because he's gone. And I had... I couldn't just say, God, I can't listen to that fucking song anymore. I had to fucking be an idiot and stick a gun in my mouth.
That's perfect. Perfect. Fuck. You couldn't write that.
No, you couldn't write it.
Great,
and I'm telling
great
you.
Timing.
But I will tell you, I don't know if it made a difference because I didn't see her the rest of the night. She probably fucking left.
Did you play the song?
About 18 times. All right, I was cutting down on the fucking old school hip hop. Bam, right into Celine Dion. I played that fucker till it was warped.
But oh, well.
I'm pretty sure it didn't work. I'm sure she had gone already. She had pulled into the garage and fucking turned the car on.
And yeah, and if her husband actually really gave a shit, he wouldn't have
boyfriend.
Killed himself. Whatever.
It wasn't
her. Well, then fuck her. Get over it.
It was fiance.
Couldn't even pull the string.
Yeah, it was fiance.
Get over it.
But I mean, that's pretty shitty fucking timing.
I know
right
bitches
there.
That have like eight fiancés, you know? Come on, get on with it.
Yeah, but that's a bad foot in your mouth story.
I'm just fucking around. Yeah, you're an awful person.
It was like 1996 or 1997, whatever Titanic came out. I don't give a fuck. But
hey, I read about this the other day. Just the headline.
Okay.
And this is, yeah. Oregon man on meth fights off cops while masturbating in bar. That's why you got to respect the police. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not for the other reasons. You
You're
know what
going
I mean?
In.
Traffic cops, go fuck yourself. You know, people, yeah. Drug cops, go fuck yourself, except for the hard stuff. But meth, and this guy is in a bar, and, you know, all methed out of his mind, so he has like six teeth. You know what a meth head looks like. They're not. They don't look like normal people. They're basically zombies.
It feels no pain, nothing.
Yes. He's in there just fucking jerking off. Just getting after it. No, he don't give a fuck. You know, he has that meth boner. It's not going to go down. He can't feel that dick. He has no idea what's going on.
Right.
The cops come and they tasered him multiple times. And he's still jerking. Just electric dick. Just keep on going at it.
Well, they say that when you're on certain drugs, the taser don't work.
He don't remember any of it. The next day, he didn't remember any of it.
I'm sorry, guys. Did he apologize? I didn't mean to.
And he just said he didn't remember it. I don't know if he apologized or not.
So you got to basically attack and jump on a guy who's got his pole in his hand.
And that's what happened, because the first cop went in and tried to apprehend him, obviously, and couldn't. But for whatever reason, the radio was being blocked from inside the building. The people on the outside couldn't hear him. So the only reason they came in is because it had been a long time since they heard from him. So they came rushing in. This guy's having the fucking fight with this jerking off meth head that can't feel
now
pain.
Now, you know what we would do?
What?
If we were cops and we got called to that scene, we'd all put in $5. We'd attack him one at a time, and whoever took the money shot got the pool.
That would be a good fucking way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And I know some people that come over and play. Oh, we can invite some buddies.
I'd tackle the guy, and you wouldn't see it, because his hand would be underneath cupping his nuts, and I'd be helping him along. There's $40 in there, dude.
Oh, man. Masturbating methods. You know, that's a drug that I've, for as many as, like, losers that I've hung out with my whole life, you know, junkies and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
I never hung out with a meth head.
Well, that's a different animal.
Where do they even hide those people at? I know there are shit tons of them out
there. In little fucking towns, from what I understand, these little towns are being bombarded with them.
Yeah.
And they say because a big reason of it is because they can cook it, because there's not a lot of cops out there. They can cook it.
Yeah.
They go to these farms and steal the fucking fuel that they need to cook it with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in big fucking tanks on these farms, this stuff. And they go in there and they steal the fuel and they cook it in the hills and in the mountains without anybody fucking seeing.
The old meth things. It's just funny that, you know, you'll have a heroin addict that will fucking stick a needle between his toes every night in order to get high. You ask him if they ever did meth, and he'll be like, "No, that shit's for losers."
Yeah, I ain't doing that shit.
Like, you think I'm crazy?
Well, I mean, I've heard stories of, you know, people taking meth and literally staying awake for 3-4 days.
I did it once.
You did meth once?
I did meth once, not on purpose. I thought it was coke. I was young. I think I was only 17. They called it glass. Well, at least that's what they told me afterwards. Which I think is the same thing as meth. I'm not a fucking expert,
they call
but I'm
it
pretty
ice
sure
now.
It is. And like I said, I thought it was cocaine. I'd never even done cocaine at that point. I think I was 17. A fucking idiot, obviously. And I snorted it, and then, you know, it sucked.
How long, like, did you stay awake?
I don't remember being awake for super long. I'm sure I was. I just don't really remember.
You're bouncing off the
fucking
walls, though,
weren't
you?
Yeah, I had a super panic attack, like one of my first panic attacks that I can remember in my life.
Really?
Yeah, it was fucking awful. And I remember, just, you know what that feeling like is at the very end of acid?
No. No, I don't.
I mean, when you're younger.
Yeah, I know exactly.
You know, when you're younger. That last, like, 2 hours when you're coming down from acid.
Where you want to put a rope over the fucking tree and...
Exactly. Yeah. It's that feeling. That's all I can remember.
Oh, is it
that,
really?
That
was your
feeling.
Whole meth trip?
That's how I remember it. Yeah, it sucked. That's all I remember. I'll never touch it again. It was an accident.
Well, it looks like cocaine, right? It's powder, white powder.
I couldn't have told you what cocaine looked at that time. It was powder, yes. You know what I mean? So that's why I thought, okay, powder. Someone told me it was coke. Did like a little bump. It's not
See,
like,
I'd have been,
not like
I'd have,
I did rails
I'd have
or anything
beat
of it.
Beat that person's ass the next fucking day.
I don't even remember. It was such like a low life. There was these condos or these hotels that people lived in for like a week at the time and then move out. Like those shady fucking hotels. We got it from one of those. Thought it was coke, like I said.
It wasn't.
No.
Because meth is a whole lot cheaper.
I don't remember.
Well, they say that's why the crack thing got huge, because crack is cheap.
Yeah. This was literally 21 years ago, so.
Well, I'm telling you, you see these fucking people on meth, you can see this shit all over the internet where they'll show a series of pictures of them over the last 5 years after doing meth, and they've aged like 40 years. They got all those fucking scars on their face because they scratched the shit out of themselves.
It's insane.
Who the fuck wants to do
that? It's the craziest drug ever.
No, I'll stick with my ketamine.
I have done ketamine.
You have?
Yeah.
It's a tranquilizer. It's like a horse tranquilizer, dude.
I've done everything I can think of besides crack and heroin. I never touched those two.
Ketamine.
But I did do... Ketamine was good.
Well, you did ketamine probably in an ecstasy hit or something like that,
no,
right?
No, it was straight ketamine. I don't know where they got it. The guy would get a vial of them, and then he'd have to dry it out, turn it into a powder. It was the same guy that got all the drugs, you know, mm-hmm. I got locked in Las Vegas that period of time from him. And, it was just a very intense fucking downer. Like, you know, be like eating like a Percocet, but, you know, eating 9 of them.
Well, I don't
and
know.
All hitting you at once and only lasting for like, not a real super long time.
Right. See, I never did a whole bunch of different drugs. I never did that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just never my thing. But about 2 years ago, went with our pal Gary.
Yeah.
He's a big Deadhead.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he wanted to go to the Dead and Company concert.
Yeah.
And I had never been to a Dead show. But I wanted to experience it. I wanted the full-blown hippie experience. You know what I mean? So I went.
Well, as much as you're going to get that in 2019.
Well, yeah. But I mean, these were still.
Yeah, they try their best. I hate
the word stinky, but yeah, unbathed, fucking hippie selling grilled cheese and all that shit. But we went and we got there like 4 hours early.
Fucking grilled cheese.
Because you have to do what's called rundown. It's where they sell the t-shirts and the fucking Jerry Garcia shit everywhere. They got, you know, fucking hippies playing guitars and with a fucking little hat out. You know, all that shit.
Yeah.
Because apparently these people travel just from show to show.
Yeah, they do. They're gypsies, basically.
Right. So basically, I'm walking up and down the fucking rundown. And I'm looking at these hippies. You know, even though I was born probably in the time where I could have seen them in person, I never had. So I'm looking at all these fucking hippies, and they're all going, hey, t-shirts, I got t-shirts here, and Molly, and shit like that, and acid.
They do it under their...
They under their breath, but they're selling it right out in the open. So our buddy, who I went with, stopped and was talking to some dude. And I'm going, all right, and I'm just looking at fucking Jerry Garcia this and Jerry Garcia that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he comes back to me, and then something happened. I reunited with him about 3.5 hours later. I ate a pot brownie. And I'm talking a crumb of a pot brownie.
Yeah.
I'm just a lightweight, man.
Yeah, you're not good with this.
No, I'm not good with it. Well, I ate this little corner of this pot brownie. I started seeing fucking stars, man. I was going down. I'm walking around all these hippies, and I fucking sit down behind this tent that sold t-shirts. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, my head's fucking spinning. I can't do anything. I'm like, there's no way that I'm going to be able to get up and walk.
You're seeing Jerry Garcia himself sitting in the corner. Fuck yeah.
So I lay on my back. And you want to talk about the bed spins. I'm fucking feeling like I'm going to die. I'm tripping balls. And I'm talking a little piece of pot, bro. That's what a pussy I am.
You're a giant pussy.
Yeah. So I'm laying there. And I got the tickets in my back pocket. And our buddy Gary, he didn't work with us anymore. I could say his name. And a couple other friends that were there said, hey, man, you got the tickets. I'm like, well, I ain't going. I said, I'll be there when I wake up, but I can't fucking move. I could speak perfectly clear and lucid, but I couldn't. My body wouldn't work. So I gave him the tickets, and I'm sitting there, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, these are all hippies, man. This is pure love and blah, blah, blah. These fuckers are going to look out for me.
No.
God damn, was I wrong.
No, well, not only that, but the actual hippies go into the show. Now all that's left is the fucking scavengers.
Yeah, the ones in their t-shirt shows and, you know.
Yeah, those too.
But I'm sitting there.
We already said they're
one.
Fucking gypsies. A gypsy will rob you.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, this guy in the tent said, hey, man, he pokes his head out and he goes, hey, get the fuck away from my tent. Can't move, dude. I figured guys at these Dead shows would be used to seeing people in comatose, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm laying there, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, these hippies will take care of me. I'm good. I'm laying on my wallet, so I'm all right. And all of a sudden, some fucking dude comes and pokes his head right next to my ear and said, someone's going to fuck you in the ass. And I remember throwing my arms like I was trying to fight somebody in midair.
You're trying to fight them away from fucking you in the ass. I don't blame you.
But the bottom line, I did not take it in the ass.
That's good.
I woke up about 2.5 hours later. I'd only missed two songs in the show. Got to the show, felt great, bought a beer, did a shot of something. I was good to go.
Well, that's a good recovery. I'll give you that.
It was a great recovery.
It's weird what a little fucking ass will do for you.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, the fear of it.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Let me just tell you, and just for the record, because, you know, you and me, both big music guys. Worst fucking show I've ever been to.
Really?
I didn't know one fucking song. And it was all hippie, psychedelic shit. Nothing I was into. I couldn't jam to it. None of it was fast enough to jam to.
I'm not really into hippie hippie bands.
Apparently, what the Grateful Dead does, in Dead and Company too, they have so many fucking songs. You know, like the 3 or 4 hits that actually made it to radio play, those don't get played. They just, before each show, they just select a few out of the catalog, and that's what they play that night. And I'm sitting there going, hey, fuckers. Could I hear anything I know?
Well, it's for those people that follow him around everywhere. You don't want to hear the same song every night.
No, so, I mean, I'll never make that mistake again.
That's probably where it originated from. I don't know if they still got to do it. I imagine they don't have the same following that they did back in 1972. But
still sold out.
No, I'm sure they sell out, but these are Cincinnati people. I'm saying
Weir, back Bob then, Weir.
Yeah, back then it was more the traveling circus show, though. Now they still have that a little bit, but not to the volume.
Yeah, because they got John Mayer. Yeah. He's their front guy now.
Yeah, well, John Mayer is a fucking ridiculously good guitar player.
Oh, insane.
Yeah.
But I won't make the mistake of going to the show again. It just got announced that it's coming July 20th, and I fully expect Gary to call me. And, you know, I'll go to almost anything live, but I did that with you once, bro. Not doing that shit again.
Yeah, just like the cabin trip, Gary. You went once, you're not doing it again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was just a waste of my night. I mean, when I go to concerts, I want to fucking do this number, you know? Shaking your head and fucking rocking out.
Yeah.
Wasn't there.
Yeah.
It was this. It was the fucking Haight Ashbury shit, just putting your hands up and being spiritual. And fuck, good for you. You're spiritual, great. Maybe I'm not. I was bored to fucking tears.
Well, you just can't handle the drugs that they're on.
Well.
And I
that's apparent.
You got to be on some hardcore drugs to really think the Grateful Dead are good. I don't know.
I agree.
I mean, outside of talent-wise, I'm sure they're fucking great at their instruments, but their songs suck, all right?
They were terrible.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
I mean, I didn't recognize any of them, and I was trying to catch a beat in there, and it just wasn't fucking there. And
Fish can suck it, too.
I don't like Fish either.
Nah,
Fish
is
just a Grateful Dead ripoff.
Look how many notes I can hit. Go fuck yourself. I'm sure you're great at your instruments. I know you are, but I don't give a fuck. Knock it off.
They pretty much got the same hippie following, don't they?
Yeah. Druggies. Fish, basically. I mean, I don't think that's what they were going for when they started, but they became the Grateful Dead for their generation. You know, the music's not exactly the same, but it's definitely influenced. And
yeah, I'll never eat a brownie again.
I think they're less drug and more just fucking nerds that are really good at their instruments and just happen to attract
the
druggy
described
kids.
Weezer.
Yeah, well, Weezer had a couple good songs. So
they did.
They had some jams.
Yeah, bottom line is... I'll never do it. I just don't have the tolerance for any of that stuff. I mean, I'm a great drunk. I really am. I'm a good drunk. I can drink a lot of alcohol and still be fully functional.
Yeah, you're better off at the Iron Maiden concert.
Yeah.
You know, something like
that. Yeah, like as much as we talked about we don't like Lamb of God, I will be seeing them this year because they're coming with Megadeth.
Oh, the worst. See, that's funny you mentioned that because whenever anybody says, hey, what's the worst concert you've ever seen, Megadeth pops in my head quick as shit.
Really?
Yes. And I don't know if I just seen him at the wrong time, maybe the wrong time in my head, the wrong, you know, every situation was wrong. Everything that happened was wrong about it, but it was fucking awful.
Was
I just
really?
Remember sitting in the crowd just thinking, Jesus Christ, when is this going to be over?
Was that bad?
It was awful.
Well, and now they're 30 years older, so maybe it's not even going to be worth going.
No, this was probably only about 15 years ago.
See, I just...
It was at Riverbend.
I grew up listening to Megadeth.
Riverbend sucks, so it's hard to...
It does.
I mean, unless you can afford pavilion seats, then it's all right, but if you're out in that lawn, it fucking sucks. You can't really see anything. The sound's too spread out. It's just...
Yeah, I agree.
You know, there's only so much you can do with outdoor amphitheaters.
Yeah, I agree. But it's all we have.
Yeah.
So, that's where we go. Except for a couple of fucking stadium shows that are coming this year. I know you'll be at Garth.
I won't be at Garth.
You said your wife wanted to go.
She does with her friend.
Oh, not you?
Nah, you know, Garth's one of those things. I guess I would watch him. But I don't give a fuck about Garth Brooks.
I think you would look great in a pair of real tight Wranglers and a hat.
There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I wouldn't be the most gorgeous motherfucker that walked in that building. But I just don't know if I want to listen to 3 hours of Garth Brooks.
Don't interest me. And it is 3 hours.
We will be seeing Billy Joel.
We will.
At Great American Ballpark.
We will.
Looking forward to that.
Our buddy Matt Hudson in attendance.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that. I've only seen one concert there. It was Paul McCartney, and the sound did suck. And I don't know if it'll suck at Billy Joel or not.
Well, don't they stick him like in the outfield? Or at the edge of the infield?
Yes, they were in the outfield. They were like in center field.
And you were allowed to be on the field up front?
Well, if you had tickets down there, you could be. Yeah, we were in, I don't know, the middle section. Straight out, probably first base side.
Yeah.
And the sound just bounced off. You could hear it bouncing on the different walls. It just didn't sound great.
Sucked, yeah.
But we'll see. I don't know how it is in Paul Brown Stadium. I've yet to see a concert there. The Black Fest is coming. I forget what they call it now.
Jazz Fest.
Yeah, well, it's not called the Jazz Fest.
The one with Janet Jackson.
It's called the Cincinnati Music Fest this year.
Yeah, Janet Jackson, Biz Markie.
Snoop Dogg.
and someone else that an old timer.
Tony's going to be there.
Tony's done it again.
Yeah. Was it Frankie Ocean maybe? Or
no, it's an older guy.
Either way, it was the first time where I was like, hey, man.
Janet's headlining.
I wouldn't mind checking this out. You know, I guess watch Janet Jackson and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, but I love Snoop. And, you know, honestly, fucking Tony put on a good show. I've seen him. If you want to hear Feels Good.
I just feel like it'd be interesting to be a white person at that concert, too.
No, believe it or not. I've been the only white guy at a few concerts.
No, so have I. And it doesn't bother me, but it's still interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I went to a Buju Banton concert at Annie's. That was one of three white people there.
Yeah, but that's just not going to happen with Janet. Janet's got way too many white fans.
You're right. But white people in Cincinnati might be afraid to go down to Jazz Fest.
Not that many. You'd be surprised.
The younger ones wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah. And the diehard, the diehard Janet people.
Like Joe Harrington.
Yeah.
That's his favorite.
But he said he won't go to that. He won't go to see Janet unless he's sitting up close.
It's because he's racist, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Joe's not racist. Sorry. But
I thought it was just because he was racist.
He said he won't go unless he can be up front and see her. Yeah. And that's true. There's some concerts I just want to hear, and some I think it'd be cool up front to see them. But if it's just someone I want to hear, I don't give a shit where I am. I could be in the back.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same way. One of the mid people I'd want to see, you know, like the mid tier of my fandom. I don't mind being far away and being on a lawn or something like that. But the people that I really want to see,
you want to be up front.
I don't do lawn seats or anything for that.
Yeah, I do mostly pavilion seats when I go because I go to shows I want to see. Now I used to be the guy that would go to any live show.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, some of them just really not my thing. Fucking that Grateful Dead thing ever again, Gary. Fucker. I'll never go again. But I mean, now I go probably 5-6 concerts a year, 7 maybe, that I want to go to.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch coming this year. This year would be a big one. I want to see The Crew. I've seen The Crew half dozen times. But, you know, this is their last one.
I've seen them twice, once with Tommy Lee and once without. They had Hole's drummer.
Yeah.
It was a girl drummer. It was pretty fucking awful.
Yeah. Well, Hole was awful.
Nah, Hole had some songs. I like Courtney.
Courtney Love sucks.
Nah, I liked her voice.
You did?
I like Courtney Love's voice. I like the album that Kurt Cobain probably wrote for. Those were good songs.
Oh, I'm sure he wrote it.
Live Through This was a good album. Like I said, I don't think she wrote the songs because they didn't do anything before then that was that great, and they didn't do anything after then that was that great.
Right.
But I did like her voice.
See, I just never was a whole person.
I mean, she was gross.
She was. Yeah. And now she's grosser.
Well, yeah. And she's came back and went back and came back and went back quite a few times. So she's
hanging
old
out with Pam. She's a big Pam Anderson.
She's old and wore out at this point.
Yeah.
She lived hard. Some of the, I don't know if you got to watch any of those Nirvana documentaries that came out.
I've seen most of them.
There was one that came out where he's all high holding his kid and stuff, and it is the most fucking depressing documentary I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah, it was like behind the scene, like home videos, and you can tell he is fucking zonked out on smack, and his little kid's there, and she's all fucked up. Seems like she's all fucked up on something else. Like it was gross. Like it left bad taste in my mouth.
Well, what do you think the reason was that a guy like that decided he didn't want to be alive anymore? The fuck?
I think he had fucking issues. He's a crazy person. I mean,
he
had
nuts.
Serious depression. There's certain things that'll never solve that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? So the guy would have probably killed himself whether he was a big musician or not. He was a miserable person.
Yeah, I know he was.
Like, no matter what, he was a miserable person.
Fucking, he was awesome, though.
He was great. But it just depressed me when I seen that documentary about that kid. There was... I got a good funny story about buying drugs from a six-year-old once.
From a six-year-old?
He might have been five. I don't know.
Oh, he was the mule? He was the runner?
So anyways, I used to... we're just talking weed. I'm not talking real drugs.
Since your meth days.
Yeah.
Hippie.
This was, I don't know, 15 years ago or so. This is before I was with my wife, so probably around 15 years ago. I used to buy my weed off this guy named Bruce. And I can say his name because Bruce is no longer with us.
Okay. All right. You're safe then.
Yeah. And Bruce was one of the most fucked up people you ever meet. He was a normal guy, but he loved drugs. I mean, he fucking loved them.
Yeah. My friend Bob.
He just loved drugs. Good for him. And you go over his house and, you know, he sold weed for as long as I knew him. So he was my hookup for years and years and years. And he was usually together, but sometimes he'd be too zonked out on the drugs. You know, and he'd nod out in the middle of selling you and wake back up and ask you if you paid him yet and stuff like that. But he always trusted you. You know what I mean? Like,
you always said, fuck yeah, I paid you. I'm waiting for my change.
No, I was always 100% honest with him. 100%, yes. It was just...
There's a code among drug dealers and drug purchasers.
Yes, yeah. I'm a good customer, man. I'm a 5-star customer. All right. I would always pay him, and I could have ripped him off so many fucking times, including this one time when I may have ripped him off here because this was the last time I ever dealt with him. So I go to his house, and at this point, him and his wife are watching, or I think they took custody of her, like their 5 or 6-year-old nephew. Somehow his parents were even more fucked up than Bruce.
Okay.
So Bruce got custody of this guy now. So they're in the living room. The kid's usually just playing or doing whatever. Bruce, you know, I get in, I sit down, start watching some TV. I usually hang out with him. As a, you know, he didn't like people to just come and go. So I'm hanging out with him, and he passes out, right?
He passes out.
This is normal, though. I'm used to this. So I'm
you are?
So. Yeah, so I'm just watching, you know, Sports Center or whatever the fuck we were watching. He's going to wake up in a couple seconds. I'm going to get my shit. I'm going to get out of there. All right, well, this time, this 5-year-old boy, whatever the fuck he is, I'll say 5. He walks over and he's like, so what do you want? You want a half bag?
No way.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, fuck. What the fuck's going on, man? I mean, I'm a piece of shit, but I got my limits. This is fucking sick. This is sick.
And you told him what you wanted to
do. I was like, yeah, I do want a half bag. So this little kid takes a baggie and he goes over and he goes to Bruce's stash, who probably had like a pound or two of weed, and just takes a gigantic handful of weed and sticks it in this bag for me. And hands it to me. He's like, that'll be $50.
No way. And he probably gave you like $400 worth of weed, right?
He gave me at least an ounce and a half. I mean, it was definitely 3 times what I was supposed to get. It was a lot of fucking weed. So I'm faced with this dilemma. Do I wake Bruce up and say, what the fuck, man? Your nephew's selling me drugs. Can you fix this problem for me?
You fucking paid him, didn't you?
I left the money for the half bag. I paid full price for that half bag.
But you left with the handful.
I left with that weed, and I didn't talk to that guy again, ever again.
Oh, Bruce never sold you shit again?
No, I was done, man. I have my limits. Like I said, he had a fucking 5-year-old sell me drugs.
And you bought them, though.
I bought them because it was a hell of a deal, but then I ended our relationship. It was one and done.
Didn't he ever call you and say, dude, what? You don't come over anymore?
He died. He died maybe a month after that. He
OD'd.
Yeah, it was something to do with drugs. I forget exactly what it was, but yeah, he OD'd basically. And the more fucked up part is I had become a middleman for somebody, so I introduced him to Bruce so I didn't have to middleman with him anymore. It was my mechanic friend. And so I see my mechanic friend like a year later. He's like, you know, Bruce had been dead for like a year. He's like, hey, man, if you had Bruce's most recent shit, it's fucking killer. I'm like...
You're like, Bruce is dead.
No, I'm like, what do you mean, man? Like, you got somebody else named Bruce? Like, what are you talking about? He's like, nah, Bruce. I was like, what do you mean, Bruce? He's like, well, I haven't actually seen him in a long time. He's always at the fucking store or taking his kids somewhere, doing this and doing that. He's like, and I usually just buy it from his girlfriend, who always also answers his phone.
Oh my God. So his girl was lying to people about him being dead?
Yes. She never told anybody that he died. And these people weren't close friends to Bruce. They were just people that bought drugs from him.
And today that 5-year-old is Pablo Escobar.
He probably is. I told my friend that, you know, Bruce is dead, and he about shit himself. For one thing, he was upset because he liked Bruce.
And another thing is he'd been dead like a year at this time.
And he's been buying drugs off a dead man for a year.
And his fucking no shame girlfriend. God, you fucking Jezebel.
Oh, she was a piece of work. So yeah, it didn't surprise me. But it didn't surprise me, but it still surprised me that it carried on for this much longer.
God.
I mean, I guess she just didn't have any other ways to make ways meet. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I'm sure if her shit was good, she could have sold it under her own flag.
Yeah, it was really weird, man. Like I said, I had ceased contact with them. That was just too poisonous for me. I'm not going to buy drugs off a child again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
hey, I got a question for you.
Makes for a good story.
True. Don't lie about it.
Yeah.
Ever been to a hooker?
No.
Never?
No. See, I've never been to a strip club.
Really?
Yeah. I am not a pay for kind of person. I mean, outside of paying the rent and doing everything else that you got to do in life. But
I went to one of the world's most famous outside of Vegas brothels. 1995, We used to go when I first moved here and we went to the club, you know, we were opening the club. Well, the owner of one of the beer distributorships was our buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Funnest fucking guy ever. This guy would come to your house at 5 a.m. to pick you up to play golf, and he's already a 12-pack in. And you're drinking with him the whole time. So anyway, we go out to Vegas for the nightclub and bar show. He's out there, which is fucking awesome because he pays for everything. You're hammered drunk every day. He didn't do anything besides booze. Beer. That's all he drank was beer. But he goes, hey, you guys want to go out to one of those whore houses? And I'm like, I've never been to a hooker before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's like, it's on me. Fuck yeah. I had seen pictures of, you know, I had seen shit about what it's about. So we drive out there. We get a fucking cab. Now, that's a different story. This cab driver said he just got out of jail for murder. Swear to God on my kids. This guy said he was in jail for murder. His lawyer found a fucking, they did something wrong in the investigation thing and got him off scot-free. And he fucking admitted doing it. Well, that's a different story.
Why the fuck is he telling this taxi people this?
No, he was the cab driver.
That's what I mean. Why would you tell your customers this?
We're all hammered. We're all hammered and he's thinking we're party people.
I'd probably tip him good, too. I'd be like, oh, I got better tip this motherfucker.
Well, the drive was like a 45-minute hour drive.
Oh, Jesus.
So we get out there. It's called Sherry's Ranch.
Yeah.
Just like in the fucking movies. It was me, him, my buddy Lance from Florida.
Yeah.
And our buddy Dave, who's no longer with us. Super Dave. So we get out there.
The Super Dave?
Actually, you know what? That was a different hooker story with Super Dave. A different one. Never mind. It was me, Lance,
and, it's not important.
And John. So we get out there. Big fucking buzzer at the gate. You know, you buzz in. We go in. It's fucking, all you see is like a huge room full of couches, like S-shaped couches and blah, blah, blah. And a bar. So the lady comes out. Older lady, I guess she's the madam or whatever. Mm-hmm. She goes, what do you guys want to drink? I say Jaeger. Beer and Jaeger. And I'm sitting there, and we're just pounding all this booze, talking to the madam. She said, okay, you guys ready to have some fun? I'm like, fuck yeah, I am. I mean, I'm 10 Jaegers in.
You're already having fun.
Yeah, I'm having a great time with you, Agnes, or whatever the fuck your name was.
Agnes.
She goes over to the wall and hits a button. I can only assume it was a buzzer in the back.
The booty button.
Out comes about 20 of the most beautiful women you've ever fucking seen in your life. Straight out of Playboy. All of them. And they come walking up to us. And we're all sitting in the fucking chair. Now, John, our buddy who owned the beer distributorship, he wasn't going in. He didn't need to. He's just paying for us.
What do you mean he didn't need to? Why would you take people there and pay for them? I think he was the kind of guy
that was so fucking drunk all the time that sex just didn't interest him. All he really cared about is partying with his buddies.
You think there's like a secret membership where you take people there, you pay for them to get fucked, and you get the watch from like a different weird room?
Nope.
The only the rich people knew about?
I would have let him. I'd have let him sit on the bed and do whatever. But so I picked this girl.
You're such a gentleman.
Who looked like she was right out of Playboy. Just beautiful. She walks me in the back, pulls out a menu. Fucking menu.
A menu that have pictures?
No, just words. What do you want? This, blah, blah, blah.
So we're talking about like a Waffle House menu or we're,
we got one sheet.
Or the fucking macaroni
one
grill.
One sheet.
All right.
So I picked the, I think it was called the half and half. BJ and a fuck. Okay?
Yeah, that, I would think that's the number one value meal.
Yeah, 1995. That's the most popular item.
Right, yeah.
$350. Now this is 1995.
Okay.
$350.
What do you think that is now?
Probably $500-$600.
Okay, I was going to go even $1,500, but yeah, you're probably
we're
going
to go that high? I'm thinking maybe $600.
I pulled numbers out of my ass, though. I don't know.
So anyway, she said, here's how it works. She told me. She goes, I'm going to blow you. If you nut while I'm blowing you, we're done. You get the nut one time.
One nut policy.
One nut. So you have to tell me when to stop.
Was that written on the door?
It was on the menu.
Okay.
And even if it wasn't, it was her fucking rule.
Small print. One nut policy.
She said, first give me the money. I said, it's on my buddy sitting out there. Okay? She knocks on this door. This old lady opens a little half a window.
Mm-hmm.
Said, it's on him. So she comes back and says, we're paid. We're good. Have a good time. So she said, we're going to have a fucking blast, you and me. But first, I got to do something really uncomfortable. I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do that's really uncomfortable?
It's already uncomfortable.
You know, I'm hammered. I'm losing my buzz at this point.
Yeah.
I'm like Artie Lang. You know what I mean? I'm feeling just really confused all of a sudden. She pulls out this fucking lamp. There was probably a million candle power lamp. She said, pull your pants down.
Yeah.
I pull my pants down. She's going through every wrinkle in my nutsack, my chode.
She's looking for crabs.
She's looking for bumps or crabs, everything. She's looking for all of it.
I like that she doesn't have just like a flashlight. She's using
It was a grandma's fucking like table a desk lamp standing right next to me. And she's peeling back my foreskin. She's opening my pee hole.
Your pee hole?
Then she says, bend over.
Oh, wow.
I bend over. She's literally got a tongue depressor. And she's peeling my cheeks apart looking for bumps on my crack. Swear to God.
I would think that if you ordered value meal number 6 that included the acid, maybe they'd look in your butthole. But otherwise,
like,
I think
no
they're safe.
There's no way I'm getting a boner at this point. And then I turn around and saw her.
And you got a boner, yeah.
So yeah, so she says, now we're done. Let's play.
There's nothing that's going to stop us. I mean, dudes, we're fucking such gross creatures.
But the whole point is, I mean, this girl was fucking ridiculous, you know, like top 10 kind of thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, now that we're done, she goes, how do you want me? I'm like,
raw.
On my dick.
On my dick.
Apparently that was the appetizer part.
Yeah.
So she's naked, perfect body, absolutely perfect. Great knockers. And I'm, these fun bags, I'm just doing this thing with it.
Knockers. Did you say that for Canadian fans?
So she's blowing me.
Yeah.
I'm doing this. I ain't going to lie to you. It was coming. It was coming fast.
Yeah. Well, she knows what she's doing.
Stop, I say.
In the name of love, bitch.
Now, the BJ had no condom on it, which surprised me.
Yeah. A lot of times they will do the condom.
But then she whips it out, puts it on me. She goes, how you want me? I get to pick the position here. So I'm like, I'm going reverse cowgirl on this, I think. So I said, I want reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, she's probably an expert.
Oh, expert wasn't the word. And I'm looking at this button. I'm just going like fucking Tyson on the fucking speed bag. So we get done with our business.
Oh, shit.
I'm laying there. I'm expecting, a little bit of conversation.
Yeah.
Throws my clothes at me. I'm like, all right, I get it.
She don't want to talk to you. I get it. Fucking disgusting, dirt.
I realize that, but you see in the Dennis Hoff things, they're always sitting around talking because they want you to come back.
The camera's on them. Also,
she knew I didn't live there and I wasn't coming back.
Exactly, tourists, they don't give a fuck.
So we go out to the bar. I go back out to the bar. My buddy John's there. He goes, "How was everything?" I'm like, "Fucking great. Had a great time. Thank you."
Mm-hmm.
I drink 10 or 15 more Jaegers. Out walks my buddy Lance.
Yeah,
fucking horrible. Dejected look on his face. I don't know if he couldn't, if he got scared and couldn't get it up, if he was hammered. I don't really know. LP, you tell me, buddy. We never really talked about it. But that was why my one brush with Hooker and...
Maybe that mag light in the asshole didn't turn out so well for him. You know what I mean? Like the fucking, they found the bump.
Maybe.
She's fucking screwed up.
Maybe his crazy bitch found
like,
a bump.
Like, not only am I not fucking you, but I think that's ass cancer, sir. You might want to get that looked at.
And whatever I'm looking at, sir, it's got four legs.
It's definitely a nodule.
Have you ever had a disease, sexually transmitted disease?
I don't think so. I'm not positive on that. I've had
you and me, same place.
I've had some burning peas. You know what I mean? But they didn't last long enough for me to get too worried about them. So right. I don't know.
See,
it's a possibility, I guess.
I had a girl that I was seeing 1995, whatever. She came to me after a weekend of being at my house and said, hey, look, I just got diagnosed with chlamydia.
Yeah.
I never got diagnosed with it. The rule was all she had to do was give the doctor a list of people she had boned.
Yeah.
And we got a prescription.
I would take the pill.
Oh, I took the pill.
Yeah.
It was the size of a fucking chlorine tablet for the pool. And you had to take one a day for 7 days.
You have to do what you got to do.
Well, so I don't know if I had it or not. I never got any pee burning or anything like that, but I took the pill.
Yeah, I had some burning pee, but it ended, so I don't know.
Maybe you got AIDS.
I could have AIDS. I'm kind of hoping I could use. I could really
fucked up that you sit here and talk about, make jokes about having AIDS.
Well, I could lose some weight. You know what I mean? AIDS can really get to it.
Then you lose the sugars, man. You want the sugars.
We don't want the sugars, and you can't lose the sugars. Those are stuck.
Oh, you get them. You don't ever get rid of diabetes ever. No,
diabetic is a lifetime thing.
Is it really?
Yep. Yep, that is a lifetime thing. It's one of those things you got to control no matter what.
See, that sucks, man.
I mean, you can like lose enough weight where you don't have to take any medicines for it or stuff like that. But still, if you let yourself go, your shit's going to go quick compared to normal people.
So it's like herpes. It's always there.
I guess it's kind of like herpes.
You don't know. So you got herpes.
I basically got herpes.
All right. Listen, how are we doing on time here?
I think we're about ready for some would you rathers.
No, I'm going to do a different one this time.
As in.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you to search your soul on that. It's not a would you rather. It's along those lines, but I've been thinking about this because I know how you're going to answer, probably.
All right.
And I know how the fucking liars out there are going to answer.
Okay.
But you and me are going to answer.
It's honestly not a would you rather.
It's kind of a would you rather, but it's not a would you rather.
Hey, by the way, when I'm talking about would you rathers right now, last week, I don't like that you used the two fat girls twice. Come original.
All right. Well, they're retired. Two fat girls are retired.
Good.
Hurts my feelings, but okay, here's
great
the
times.
Deal. All guys sit around with their buddies and say, how much money would you have to get paid to suck a dick or take it in the ass?
Okay, yeah, that's a normal.
We're discussing that today.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Every guy, I've said to some guys at work, hey, would you take in the ass for $1 million? No way, man. You're a fucking liar, man. You're a liar. I've had the same numbers for years.
I don't know if they're liars.
$1 million.
I don't know.
Dollars.
I don't know if they're liars.
My number is much lower.
$1 million definitely works for me. I mean, right now, if you gave me $1 million, I'm fucking trying my hardest to touch my toes.
I'm making a snuff film for $1 million.
A snuff film.
Okay. My numbers have always been the same.
All right, go
for 10 grand. I'm blowing you.
I'm not blowing you for 10 grand.
10 grand. I'm blowing you.
Okay. Good job.
For 50 grand. I'm taking it in the butt.
All right, so you're 10-50.
I'm a 10-50. I'm talking cash laid out in front of me. You're talking $10,000 for a 3.5-minute beach that I can get over.
Oh, man. All right.
Cash.
First off, I'd rather you fuck me in the ass than blow you. I think blowing,
but that's physical pain.
Yeah, I'd rather be. I just can't have a dick in my mouth. It's just so gross to me to think about that.
10 grand.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it for 10 grand. But what I'm saying is my numbers are at least equal. My price is the same for getting fucked in the ass.
Wow.
And a blowjob. It's not, the blowjob's definitely not a cheaper solution here.
Really?
No, that's,
see,
that's so personal.
And 10 grand might be low. Well, I'll tell you this. I'd rather blow a dude than make out with him.
I mean, if I've...
I think that's the more personal thing.
No.
The making out.
I'd rather make out with a dude than blow a dude.
No way.
Yeah.
No, I'll skip the making out. That'd take $1 million.
Take $1 million? You'd rather get fucked in the ass than make out with a dude?
20 times.
Wow.
But 10 grand, you lay it out in front of me in 20s. All right?
That burp you just had smells disgusting.
Really?
That's one of the worst smelling burps I think I've ever smelled.
I didn't even realize I burped.
I smell a burp.
Maybe it's something else.
Oh,
maybe.
Fuck.
Maybe Kitty needs a bath.
Kitty definitely needs a bath.
Like I say, you're going to lay out $10,000 for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fucking grit my teeth. I'm going to hold my breath. And you're going to get a quick BJ with 90% hand, mind you.
Yeah.
Okay, because I ain't going to be very good at it. I'm telling you. You're probably not even going to like it because I'm sure there's going to be teeth involved.
Now,
I've never done it before, and you're not going to enjoy it.
If you had to suck a dick, and I've changed my mind on this. I've thought about this one okay. before. If you had to suck a dick, would you rather be a big dick or a small dick?
I'd take the little dick.
You know, I went with the little dick at first, too. And then I realized, like, with the little dick, you're so much closer to the balls. You know what I mean? You're almost guaranteed that they're not only going to hit your chin, but they're going to reach around and get underneath, and you're going to get some real bad swinging action. If the dick's big enough, the balls might not hit your chin.
Chances are, you got a little dick, you're probably going to have little balls. Is there a correlation?
I don't know. But I don't know. I'm not fucking with the... Yeah.
See, I'm going with the tiny dick.
I thought tiny dick at first, but now I think at least medium dick. And it's got to be white, and it's got to be smooth. All right. I got my numbers.
My only thing is, I don't care what it is, it's got to have a big vein on the side of it.
Something to hold on to, right?
Right. So when I'm talking about the 50 grand for taking in the ass.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay. But 50 grand pays off every debt I have in the world three times.
Yeah, man. That's just such a low number for me.
How long is it going to take? I'm talking about an old rich man with no friends. I'm not talking about a young stud with a fucking hammer. Because if you got that, the price goes up. When I give the price of 50 grand, it's old man who's getting ready to die.
Yeah.
That just wants to feel a virgin ass once in his life. And that's me. So you're going to lay out $50,000.
Yeah, but the only way old man that's about to die is going to get a boner is by taking one of your fucking pills. And you know what that's going to result in. Now you got rhubarb going up your asshole.
He's average size.
I'd rather have a guy in his 30s or 40s that's like not that into dudes. So he really only can get like a halfy.
How about a teenager who's going to nut in three pumps?
Teenager.
That's a thought.
Like a 10-year-old?
No, like a 19-year-old college kid who's gonna nut real quick.
That would be
my idea. Choose the old man.
Okay.
Because the old man is not going to have the energy to jackhammer you.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
True.
So 50 grand, I'm spreading my cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
For 60 grand,
oh wow,
you're getting the reach around. And for 75, I'm giving you a half hour to draw a crowd. Those are my numbers.
How about to give him a rusty trombone?
I am not eating any man's butt.
You're just not going to eat. There's not a price to eat a man's asshole.
No. Well, yeah, of course there's a price.
I was going to say, there's a price.
All right. I've never thought about it. Rusty trombone. For those of you that don't know what it is, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Your face is buried in their crack while you're playing the slide up front. Okay. This is awesome.
Yes.
All right. Because eating a man's butt's really nasty. I'm going 100K.
100K.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we definitely got different prices. I think my lowest price is going to be right around that.
100K?
It's going to be about 100K.
To blow somebody?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, I got a house. That's not even going to pay off my house.
Not even. It's 3 minutes worth of work.
I got to put a wiener in my mouth. It's,
you know what? You take that 10 and you make it 15 grand.
You let them smack you in the face?
I'm smacking it. Okay.
I don't know, man. I think you're stuck in these 1980s price points.
No, I'm talking time management. Okay?
Per hour.
There's not a BJ in the world that's going longer than 5 minutes.
It's going to live forever in your mind.
I got the money.
You got 10 grand. That shit's gone in a week and a half.
No. Well, yeah, but so are most of my bills. I don't have a ton of bills.
I get that.
So I'm driving around in a paid-off car for 5 minutes of my life. Fuck yeah, that's worth it. Not to have a car payment every month
for
5 minutes of my life?
I'll get a fucking bus pass before I suck a dick.
And yeah, for those of you out there with 10,000 sitting around doing nothing, that is an offer.
Dude, you're basically hooking.
I'm not really soliciting
you're
myself.
Hooking, huh?
I really am not going to do it, but Of course I'm not going to fucking do it. This is a totally hypothetical, but I'm just saying,
if a rich old man
had the money,
yep,
those are my numbers. So that's my would you rather, because every guy out there is going to fucking lie. Oh, no, not for all the money in the world. You're a fucking liar.
I don't know, man. I think there are certain people that think so much of what others would think of them that they would never go there.
I'll buy
no matter
friends.
The price, but
well,
I don't
can't
know.
Really buy a lot of friends with 10 grand.
No, no. I can't even buy a lot with 100 grand, but I feel a little bit better about myself. I tell you, my prices are a lot higher, but I do have a price. I'll put it
grand.
That way. 100 grand, I think, is probably where I would start at.
No, mine's 50.
Okay. Well, no, it was 10.
Well, it's 10 for the BJ. It's 50 for
the ass fucking, yeah.
The ass boning.
I think I'm right around 100 for both.
100
not,
for
no, not
both.
Not, you don't get both. You don't get the 2-for-1 deal like your hooker had. You know what I mean? You pick or choose.
So Jason's willing to do both for 100 grand.
This is an Arby's mix and match, all right? You don't get the roast beef and the chicken sandwich. Motherfucker, you choose which one. For, yeah, 100 grand.
If I had 100 grand sitting there, you know what I'd probably do? I'd probably take the beach and I'd make you look me in the eye.
That's an extra 10.
I'd make you look right at me and I'd be making googly faces.
I told you 100 grand was the starting point. It goes up sharply if I got to look at someone in the eye. $100,000 means it's dark and there's some Slayer playing in the background, all right?
That's $100,000.
Yeah, that's $100,000. That's the fucking basic price point.
If I want lit candles and eye contact, you're talking 150 probably.
Well, nah, probably at least 115. We're going to add $15,000 to that. You're paying off some other shit.
Well, those are my numbers, and I'm sticking to them because I'm talking cash.
You're buying daddy a new Corolla, all right?
Well, I mean, $50,000 for something that's going to take 5 minutes. I'm not going to lie. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to enjoy it.
I understand.
I'm not going to have fond memories of it. It's going to hurt. But I'm going to have $50,000 when it's over.
Non-taxed?
It's cash. It's in your hand. It's in a fucking... It's laying on the table. Mm-hmm. I'm laying on it while I'm getting ass boned. I'm laying on my cash.
Are you going to go to the casino and bet it all in black afterwards?
No. I'm paying off my bills, but I'm...
But it's February.
Well, okay. Well, then let's say I'm taking... Out of the 50, I'm taking $5,000 and going crazy with it.
Okay, bet I'm
paying off the bills with the rest. But yeah, $50,000, I'm safe with that number.
Yeah, so come at us, tell us your numbers.
Yeah,
and stop being a fucking bleh.
Yeah, if you come up and say not for $1 billion, I really don't want to talk to you.
I don't believe you.
I want a number,
and I think your number's much much lower if you're coming at me saying that stuff.
Without a
fucking
doubt.
No, I think you're fucking hiding something.
Yeah, because I mean, I was honest enough. I'm a heterosexual man, but I got my price, and now you know it. But don't come to me with $10,000 because I'm not going to blow you. But I'm talking rich old man who's going to die. That's my scenario.
I think he might. If you come up with $10,000, go ahead and find Chris. Hey, actually, get a hold of me. I'll be your middleman. Charge 5% off.
You're
the top.
$100,000. No one's paying for $100,000.
No.
With a scratchy beard on their nuts. No way.
Some people are into that, man.
No.
Bears are its own big category. All right.
I guess you'd be a bear, so I'd be like a twink.
I think you'd also be a bear. What do you got going on in your head? A twink.
I don't know what a twink is.
It's a little one.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, that's my would you rather for the night.
Like Burns, he's a twink.
Burns would be a twink?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? I thought bears had hairy faces.
I don't think it matters as much with the hair and the face as much as it's the size. I don't fucking know.
I'm just making this shit up. What are we talking about? What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
All right, but yeah. Remember I made that joke a second ago that said, hey, guys, if you don't believe me, come up with $10,000?
Yeah.
I was totally lying about that. But not lying about the 50. If you have the 50, let's talk.
Hey, that's life-changing.
Hey, that is life-changing.
Yep.
And I will change my life. And if you don't like me, people say, hey, where'd you get all that money? I took it in the ass one time.
I'll jerk you off for $300.
Shit, where's my wallet? I might have $300 in there right now.
Give me some fucking gloves and a PlayStation, and I got you.
Yeah, it's not really a would you rather, but it's along the same lines. And I really wanted to do that because I want to see some of the things that come in here.
Yeah, people actually answer, respond.
Yeah, and I do want to do one more thing. And this is, I've got to do this because this fucking guy is awesome. Tax season is here. And I'm plugging my tax guy because he's fucking phenomenal. If you don't have a tax guy, call my man. His name's Sean Winter. Brian turned me on to him, but he's gotten me more money back than I could have ever done myself. Fucking amazing the kind of money he's going to get you. Sean Winter at 1 Minute Taxes. Okay? His number is 513-426-1214. If you want extra cash, call my man Sean at tax season. That's my plug.
Oh, Mr. 1 Minute Man, Sean.
1 Minute Taxes.
Yeah, whatever. Anyhow, yeah, call Sean. Who gives a shit? Joke of the day?
I got a joke of the day.
All right.
This one is really offensive.
Good.
No, I'm talking really, truly offensive.
Try me.
All right. This guy... I love this joke. Some people don't think it's funny at all. I do. Guy gets on a bus at 12 midnight, and he's looking really disheveled and fucking miserable and depressed. And there's nobody on the bus but the driver, and in the very back is a nun. And he's sitting all by himself for the whole ride. And he finally walks up to the nun. He says, "Sister, can I talk to you for a minute?" He said, "Of course you can. What do you want to talk about?" He said, "Well, I've been walking the streets all night. I just found out today that I've got stage 4 cancer. And it's quick. I've only got weeks." And she goes, "Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to start praying for you right now." And he said, "Well, there's something else I want." She said, "What's that?" He said, "Well, to be honest with you, sister, I'm a virgin. I don't want to die a virgin. And maybe as an act of mercy, you would have sex with me as an act of mercy." And she said, I can't. I've taken vows, celibacy vows. I can't do it." She goes, "Well, wait a second. Those vows never said anything about my ass. I guess you could go in there." So he lifts up this nun's habit and rails her in the ass. Okay?
All right.
When he's done, he's getting off the bus. He says thank you to the nun. He walks out. He feels so bad. He turns around. He says, "Sister, I can't lie to you. I don't really have cancer." And the nun looks at him and says, "Well, I really can't lie to you either. My name's Bill. I'm going to a costume party on the other side of town."
Oh, shit.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a good one. So, hey, look for our first Black History guest. We don't know who yet, but we got to narrow down Black History Month, where we're going to ask some really important questions that all white people want to know.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, why doesn't the black community like the word of, O-F? Because you never hear him say, "Get out of the car. Get out the car. Get out the club." There's no of. I've always wondered.
You know, maybe they're just, they want to get to the point.
Well, and I've thought about that.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, like shorthand.
I get that.
I just didn't know if it was a personal grievance against the word of.
We'll find out. And what we're going to do is we're going to have one black person on. He's going to speak or she's going to speak. And we're going, that's what all of them would say.
Yes.
Yeah, they got to speak for the group.
The voice of the black community.
Yes, the voice of the black community. That's what we're looking for here.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about what black history means to you, and we're going to talk about some questions that we have as average suburban white people that don't know about the black community. We're going to ask those questions.
And they're, you know, they can ask their questions too.
Absolutely. Because if anybody can answer white people questions, we can.
No, I know lots about white people.
Hell yeah.
Fucking white.
Hey, by the way,
shit.
Did your wife shave her head?
No.
Because you said you were expecting to come home and she was going to be bald.
Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me. It could happen anytime now.
Well, cool. Brittany, you're on the clock, babe. Looking forward to having you in here.
Yeah,
happy
you got
Black
2 weeks.
History Month.
You better brush up on your fucking news. You better come up with some stories.
Bring it.
I don't give a fuck if Shingo helps you or anybody else helps you. That doesn't bother me.
Everyone has sources.
Yep, everybody has their hidden sources, so you go for it.
Just remember, we do broadcast in the nude, and that cannot change.
And I am off on Sundays and Mondays, so I don't shower my off days. My balls will be a-stinking.
I ain't saying it again, but that's it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Big thanks to the Queen for tuning us in London.
Yeah. Thank you there, Mr. Tyson Fury.
Episode 6. Thanks, guys.
Later.
Later.